It was one for the record books. Douglas and Bayfield counties received up to 9 inches of rain during a 48-hour period, leaving countless basements, roads, and even the UW-Superior Library flooded. Since then, insurance agents have been busy fielding questions from clients. Many are looking to know what is and is not covered.
Everybody's really, really mad and tired, so it's not working well for us up here, but we're getting through it.
That's insurance agent Rick Rockwood. He works in Superior and says people are regretting not buying the right kind of insurance. Rockwood says some residents thought they'd never need it.
A lot of the homes in Superior are older homes and are on the old sewer separation system that never, ever had water and don't even have sump pumps in the first place because of that, and have never had water, and they all got water this time.
According to Superior officials, around half of the affected properties had no water-related coverage. The other half did have some kind of insurance, but Superior Mayor Bruce Hagan notes that in many cases, it only covers a fraction of the total repair bill.
Those that do have basically limited policies, the $4,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 addendums to their policy for this type of a disaster. And as you would imagine, in most cases, that doesn't cover probably half.
Hagan says if the area receives a federal disaster designation through FEMA, homeowners might receive some financial assistance. But he says he doesn't believe Superior will qualify. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.